to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. You told me that you would happily die in my warm embrace, and suddenly my arms were ice. It isn't nice, but that's just life, sweet darling. And I've been hardened like honey at the back of the cupboard, unsure if I will ever flow freely again. It's called She Gets Off on Being Withholding. And I don't, but I feel like people probably think I do. I am, as I record this, sorry, I'm just moving my phone because I need to actually keep working. I am working on the last few bits for the first issue of Restless Violets magazine. It's happening. I'm sort of, you know, doing the layout and everything. It's all coming together right in front of my eyes, and I'm a little shook by that, not gonna lie. It's emotional. It's an emotional process because this is something that has been like a almost like a secret fantasy, do you know what I mean, for a long time. Something I couldn't even say because I was so scared of saying it out loud and oh no, you know, it's a real thing. Because when something becomes a real thing, it's possible to destroy. If it's just a fantasy in your head, if it's just an idea, then that can't happen. Do you know what I mean? So it's been hard, but like good. But anyway, I was going through some old things, and I found that, and I was like, oh. Oh, the self-drag. Oh, girl, she hates herself. Because on top of, you know, the whole magazine situation, and I like to think of myself, and I said this on Twitter, I think of myself as the most beautiful, talented and delusional woman in the magazine business these days. If you can find a bitch that's more beautiful, talented and deluded than me, I have to see her. I don't think that you will, but I have to see her. Also, can we welcome back my ability to speak? It has been weeks, darling. I was in my struggle era. I was in my struggle era because here's the thing. I am reliant on my voice for a lot of the things that I do to earn money. So, you know, I need it to, you know, to do podcasts. I need it to stream on Twitch. I need it for music. Like, I was like bereft. I did not enjoy that. But we're back and we're ready to do it all over again. So anyway. but yeah, when I wrote that, I think I felt like there was a part of me that was incapable of being very like outward in my expression and my feelings and my emotions. It's a weird thing because everyone's always like, oh, but you, you know, you can write it all down and you can put it in a book and you can put it in a song and a podcast and a fucking, you know, live stream. And I mean, yes, but that feels different. It's not face to face. It's not vulnerable, really. If I'm just talking and I just press record and then I just release it, it's gone. Do you know what I mean? And I...
This is so devious. This is so, so devious.
Because I kind of have this... it's not quite a persona, but, like, it almost is. It's kind of, like, semi-autobiographical or, like, auto-autobiographical, right? It was this thing that I studied when I was at university. Maybe I got the name wrong, but who cares? And it's this idea that you write and you create things that are very realistic and very true to life and very much could be seen as, like, memoirs. But that's just all made up. The gag is... I will tell people all day long that that's my tea, that's what I'm doing, but it's not true. Like, I'm writing the real stuff about my life because it just makes me feel better. I just get it done, I get it out, it's boom, it's gone. But if anyone asks, I'll be like, oh no, we made that up. It was fiction, darling, we tricked you. But, you know, if I were to be truthful, nah, it's probably real, it's probably real. It's just once I put that somewhere and I separate it from myself and I send it on its way, for at least that moment, it's no longer causing me pain. And a lot of people, they don't understand that. And so they're like, how come you can tell the internet, but you can't tell me? It's hard. It's hard to explain. But, a little update. Guess who started going to therapy? It's me. I know you're probably like, wow, this is a long time fucking coming. Jesus. I've always been very worried about it and very against it for a couple of reasons. Firstly, because I don't know. I guess I think that what I have going on is worse than what everyone else has going on. So I'm like, I don't know about this. Cause like, can this person handle me? Can they deal with all I've got going on? Turns out the answer is actually yes. And you know, I think an aspect of judgment, because you know, there's a lot of things in my life that are very heavy, very difficult. And not the best situations. I didn't want someone to look at me in a different way. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to do that, you know, especially if you think, oh, this person's not going to understand. It's a little easier with stuff like this because I don't think that, like, randoms who have nothing in common with me and, like, hate me or something are going to be really paying attention to anything I do. Really, if we're being real, realistically speaking, the people who seek out and, to use the vernacular, consume my content are going to be people who have things in common with me or they have an understanding with someone like me. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like there's probably less judgment. But if it's just some therapist, I don't know. I don't know about that. I also worried that, being completely honest, I worried that it would, you know, fundamentally change me in ways that I don't think I'm ready for. Because I think sometimes when you have been, like, in a bad way for a long time, it's all you know. It's all you know. And that's kind of been me. And there is a part of me, I think, that's, like, a little worried of, like, I don't know how to be functioning and thriving. And I don't know if that's the life for me. I don't know. So I was a little worried about that. But I'm taking it slowly. I'm taking it easily. And she's been really helpful to me, you know, for a little while. And we're kind of working on things. is it going to fix all the ails for me? I don't know. I mean, there are some days when just watching camp movies from the 60s and eating pasta cures all the ails me. So, I mean, maybe therapy will actually make a dent in this. I don't know. It depends. Day to day, like, there are some days where I feel fantastic and everything is fine. But then there are some days where I'm like, I wish I didn't exist. That would be so nice. It's wild. It's wild. It's like a constant roller coaster of fucking nonsense. But, you know, one of the things that that we talked about, it's weird. I think she's not allowed to talk about me, but I'm allowed to talk about me, right? Like,
am I gonna get in trouble if I talk about things that I said?
I don't know. Anyway, but one of the things was about how one of the things was about how sometimes I'm quite reserved in how I express myself to other people because I feel like I am kind of holding everybody's emotional well-being on my shoulders. So it's like, I don't want to rock the boat. And I get that. I get that. Because I do that sometimes. I, honestly, in a lot of points in my life, I felt like everything is on me, you know? Because I, you know, that has been the situation. There are some times when, you know, when I've had that freedom and I haven't had that, which has been great. But there have also been times when I have. And I think that has, you know, an effect on me. I feel like I can't say what I'm feeling. When I feel negatively or when I feel bad or when I feel something that's going to make someone else upset. And so I just keep everything inside or, you know, in a notebook. Because I'm afraid of saying anything to anybody. I'm afraid of feeling anything for anybody. Because that shit gets you in trouble. It does. But I don't know. I came across that today. I have stopped working, by the way. I said to myself, I'm going to sit and I'm going to record this and I'm going to carry on working as I do it. I have not. I have not. I'm sorry. But I will. But yeah, I came across that and I just thought, wow. Huh. She read you. She's got your number, bitch. I don't know, maybe one day I'll write a poem how it's a problem about how I'm so fucking open with people face to face and I just will not stop being hyper expressive about my fucking feelings. And I'll look back on this and I'll be like, wow, you didn't know how good you had it, you ridiculous bitch.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com. Or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda, Kyla,